So we just mentioned in this week's parsha, in parsha's Ekev. So the parsha opens. V'haya Ekev Teshmulin Esamish Betim Al Eile Ushmartem Vasisim Osam. If you keep these rules, if you keep these halachos, so V'shamar Hashem El Kecha Lecha Es Abris V'Esachesed Asher Nishbalav Osecha. Then Hashem will go ahead and safeguard you for His bris. He will give you kindness. He will treat you with chesed, and He will give you reward for keeping all of the mitzvahs. So that lashon of Ekev is very interesting. Ekev here is supposed to mean if. And it's very interesting that we use such a weird word like Ekev. So Rashi, like we said, points out, Ekev is referring to the heel of a person. If you're makbid careful about those very mitzvahs that people trample on normally, you'll have greater schar, you'll be treated properly in the correct way, you'll be given the best reward for working in that way. The Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibradishev, so he has a different understanding of this pasuk. He explains, Ekev asher tishmaun, Ekev refers to the heel. He says, people think that mitzvos, when you do mitzvos, so the greatest schar, the greatest reward you can get for mitzvos is olam haba. Eretz Yisrael, whatever it may be, whatever schar you're going to get in olam haba, whatever amazing reward you're going to get, so that's the greatest part of doing mitzvos. Says the Kedushas Levi, you see right here, no. Ekev asher tishmaun, the heel, the bottom, the least important thing about doing mitzvos, the heel, the very bottom of that totem pole, of all the schar you can get, is this, Ushmar Hashem al Kach, that Hashem's going to give you this olam haba, this amazing reward. That's the least of the excitement. So what's all the excitement about a mitzvah? What's the simcha of the mitzvah? What's the schar? What's the pleasure of doing a mitzvah? Says the Kedushas Levi, quotes a Mishnah in Perkei Avos, schar mitzvah mitzvah. The reward you see for a mitzvah is just doing the mitzvah. Says the Kedushas Levi, every time you do a mitzvah, because it's Hashem's will, because he commanded you to do it, and you're following your Father in heaven and doing like He says, so in that way, you're going to get schar later on in life, but that's just the ekev, that's the heel, that's the bottom of the pole. The geshmak, the best part of doing the mitzvahs, is right here, right now. Doing this mitzvah, listening to Kadosh Baruch Hu in this very way, putting on the tefillin this morning, saying the bracha right now, that's the greatest schar you could receive. In fact, it's mefurish in the Rambam at the very end, the very famous Rambam, at the very end of Hilchos Lulav, ha-simcha sheyismach ha-adam ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah, the simcha a person should have when he does mitzvahs, u'bahavas ha-kel shetziva bahen, and his love for Hashem, who commanded him in them, avoda gedolehi. It's a very, very important service. It's a very, very important thing to work on. Says the Magen Mishnah, he says these ideas of the Rambam are clear in Chazal, and then he says, the ikar hadavar, the yesod, hu she'ein ro'i lo la'adam lasos ha-mitzvos mitzad she'ein chova alav. A person should not do mitzvahs just because he has to, because he's obligated, because he feels like it's a burden. V'hu muchach v'anus ba'asiyasan, that he's forced to do it. No. Elechayiv la'asosan v'hu sameach ba'asiyasan. A person has to be sameach doing the mitzvah itself. He has to be so thrilled, so happy to do it right now. Why? Says the Magen Mishnah, v'yase ha'tov mitzad she'u tov. V'yivchar ha'emes mitzad she'u emes. A person should go ahead and do the good, do the best things in the world, do the mitzvahs, keep the truth, keep to the truth, because it's the truth, because it's the mitzvos, and that, says the Magen Mishnah, is the greatest simcha in the world. To do the will of God simply because it's the will of God, that is the rosh of the schar. That is the rosh of the hana, the rosh of the geshmak, while the schar, the reward you're going to get in the next world, that's the ekev, that's the bottom, that's the least of your excitement. Rav Aaron Cutler, apparently, is told on one of his many fundraising trips to America, other places. So one time he went to Miami with a gvir to go ahead and collect money, fundraising. And he got to this big house in Miami, and they knocked on the door, no one answered. They went around the back. I don't know about that part. I made it up for the story, but it's more interesting now, right? Whatever, they went around the back. So they see this guy in his pool, chilling, like with a huge pool, palm tree behind him, planted in Miami. And he's just chilling with, like, I don't know if he had a cigar. I don't know if he had lemonade. It wasn't there. But he was chilling. That was the point. And so they did their business. They got some money, whatever they got for Lakewood, and they left. And this assistant who was with Ravon Cutler remarked, he said, wow, that man has olam haza. We have olam haba, but that man has olam haza. Rav Aaron looked at him with an angry face and said, what are you talking about? We have olam haza. A very close friend of mine pointed out today that the same exact thing, similar, happened with the Panovich Rebbe. The Panovich Rebbe one time was collecting money, and he went to a big gvir, also a big banker, a very rich, wealthy individual, and he said, you know, I'm so jealous of the schar and olam haba that you're going to get for having donated so much money to yeshivas. You're just going to get so much schar and olam haba. It's amazing. I'm jealous. So this banker said to the Panovich Rebbe, he's like, so why didn't you become a banker? What are you doing being a Rosh Yeshiva, bumming around? You could have been like me, living like this. I'm going to get so much Olam Haba. The Panovich Rebbe answered, I wanted Olam Hazeh. The mitzvahs that we do don't just provide us a schar and Olam Haba. They don't just provide us something in the future, but it's something that's so geshmak, so exciting, so happy, so thrilling right here, right now. Yaseh tov, mitzachu tov, ha-emes, mitzachu emes. Do the mitzvahs because that's the good thing to do here, and that's what's going to make you happy right here, right now. Schar mitzvah, mitzvah. It's nice. It's a nice thought, but sometimes it's hard. Sometimes there are mitzvahs that are not so easy to focus on being excited about, not so easy to be happy about. And we have to sort of fight to figure out how to be happy about them. So could we present any etza, any suggestion, any advice on how to do such a thing? So I thought the most simple etza is exactly what we spoke about tonight. Brachos. Brachos were given to us not just as a matir, not just as a shevach, not just as praising to a Kaddish Baruch Hu before we do a mitzvah, before we eat food, not just like that. Brachos were given to us as a moment right before a mitzvah, or a moment right before eating food, whatever it may be, to focus, to reflect, to be introspective, to recognize a Kaddish Baruch Hu's presence, and to be happy. When you say Baruch Atah, when you're talking directly to Hashem, Belashon Nochach, directly to His face, Atah, you, Hashem. Some people don't even talk to their Rebbeim that way. You're saying to Kaddish Baruch Hu, Atah, you. What an amazing zechus! How much happier could you be? You have a private audience with the Ribono Shalom. Asher kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. Do we know what kedusha means? That we're kadosh, that we're holy through the mitzvahs He gave us. That we have the opportunity right here, right now, to be mekayim this mitzvah. Rav Ephraim Waxman Shlita once I heard him say in a recording, he said when a person says shalo asani gai in the morning, there should be a 14-piece band playing. He says it's the happiest moment that you could have a simcha, that you could have an exciting geshmak, an amazing moment right here, right now, doing this mitzvah. That inherently is the most exciting, most happy, most thrilling event that you could imagine. If we focus on our brachos, we could bring ourselves to that. One really hard mitzvah to be mekayim, I assume, comes out in the following story. The Gadol of Minsk, his name was Rav Yerucham Yehuda Leib Perlman. Okay, if you have that many names, you're going to be a Gadol. Makes sense. You're one short, Uncle Alan. Okay. So the Gadol of Minsk, so apparently he said as follows. He said, it's too bad, it's chaval, that Chazal already decided which brachos to make and which brachos not to make. It's too bad. They said, why? What bracha would you have added? He said, I would have made a bracha every time I had to pay tuition for my son's yeshiva. He said, it's the greatest simcha in the world. When I put up a mezuzah, it's a tiny cloth, a tiny piece of paper that I put on the wall. One little piece of Torah. When I send my son to yeshiva, I'm writing on his luach libam. I'm writing the whole Torah on luach libo. I'm giving him the Torah forever. I'm giving him schar and olam haza and olam haba. It's the most exciting, most happy moment. I just want to say a bracha. I just want to reflect on that. I just want to express my akar zatov, my excitement to do this mitzvah. I wish I could make a bracha for that moment. That's just one example of a hard mitzvah to accomplish, but there are so many throughout our days where we just feel like we're putting on tefillin in the morning and like, whatever, we do it every day and we have to. We just feel like we're saying brachas before lunch. We have to, and that's what we do. Let's work together as a group, besides working on this 100 brachas a day, to go ahead and save that mitzvah from being destroyed and obliterated entirely by everyone else's heels. Let's work together to have kavana, to think, to reflect a little bit before we say a bracha, just a little bit to remember how gishmak it is to be a Jew, how amazing it is to have this relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam, and with that, Mirz Hashem, we should bring much bracha, not only to Hashem, but also back to ourselves. Thank you again for everything this summer.